Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Police in Osceola are reminding drivers of recent speed limit changes. They had already pulled over up to a dozen people on Lincoln Way since changing the speed limit. Since Monday night, that number has nearly doubled. Late last week, the speed limit changed from 45 miles per hour to 35 miles per hour. Officials hope the change in speed will help keep others safe along the road. The Napanee community is in shock after a 70-year-old woman was charged with killing her husband. 70-year-old Linda Teener had been discharged from the hospital after being treated for anxiety. Her son Eric dropped her off at her home, which she shared with her 71-year-old husband Johnny. Less than 12 hours later, Eric found his mother pointing a handgun at him on his porch a half mile from her home. Eric wrestled the gun from his mother, who then told her son what she had done. Police found Johnny Teener dead in his recliner with a gunshot wound to the head. Linda was booked, charged, and is now at the Elkhart County Jail. The search and rescue efforts in Baltimore turned into a recovery mission last night at the scene of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six people remain missing who were working on the bridge when a support footing was struck by the container ship Dolly. President Joe Biden said yesterday that he wants the federal government to pay to rebuild the bridge. A controversial concrete plant proposal near New Carlisle will head to the St. Joseph County Council for a vote. A committee discussed the potential location of the new Kurt concrete plant, sending the proposal to the full council, but without a favorable or unfavorable recommendation. The proposed plant would be south of US 20 and west of Tulip Road, just east of New Carlisle. The county council will vote on the plant's location April 9th. Niles police say a juvenile was arrested for his role in an attempted armed robbery Monday afternoon. Officials say it happened at the Popeye's Chicken on South 11th Street. Witnesses told authorities the young white male entered the restaurant, walked into the employee-only area, took out a knife, and demanded money behind the counter. An employee said he confronted the juvenile and was cut during a physical altercation. Police were able to track down the juvenile, who ran from the scene but was later taken to the Berrien County Juvenile Center. The first Mega Jackpot of the year goes to New Jersey. All six numbers of the Mega Millions prize were matched by one lucky ticket there. The winning numbers drawn last night were 7, 11, 22, 29, 38, with the gold ball of 4. There's another chance to get rich with tonight's Powerball drawing worth an estimated $865 million. No one has won the Powerball jackpot since New Year's Day. Notre Dame cornerback Benjamin Morrison underwent successful arthroscopic surgery on his right shoulder Monday, the team announced yesterday. The star defender, who's entering his junior year, is expected to return for the 2024 football season. Morrison joined senior quarterback Riley Leonard as critical players for Notre Dame, who will likely miss the rest of spring ball. In Morrison's absence, junior Jaden Mickey and sophomore Christian Gray will take the first-team cornerback reps for the remainder of spring ball. Dylan Strome scored twice, including the overtime winner, to give the Washington Capitals a massive 4-3 victory over the Detroit Red Wings last night. The Capitals sit 2 points ahead of the Red Wings for the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference with 10 games left. Jason Dickinson's 19th and 20th goals of the season powered the Chicago Blackhawks to a 3-1 win over Calgary. Though it technically already started last week in South Korea, Major League Baseball's true opening day is tomorrow. As the season fires up, the Dodgers are the favorites to win it all this season, according to the sportsbooks. They sit at plus 350 in the books, followed by Atlanta at plus 450, Houston at plus 750, and the Orioles and Yankees each at plus 1100. The Chicago Cubs are on the list at plus 2,800. Detroit is at plus 6,000. The White Sox are a long shot at plus 30,000.
We'll see a cloudy morning, then sunny afternoon. Still going to be quite cool and breezy. High temperatures at 44. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.